Okay, the Haftarah of Parshas Baha'ischa is also the Haftarah of Parshas Chanukah. So I tried to make a list of the double Haftarahs with the risk of Yudi sitting here. Am I sitting here? The only one I think that we learn every year twice is this one. Parshas Baha'ischa, Shabbos Chanukah, we learn the same Haftarah every year.
Noyach,
we don't lane as a complete Haftarah. Kiseitze and Re'ei put together create Noyach. Okay, it's not a pure double Haftarah. And what's interesting is that the second Shabbos of Chanukah, when there are two, is also Shabbos is Vayakel, which Vayakel we don't lane every year, and certainly there's no second Shabbos of Chanukah. There's one more, the Shvi Shel Pesach and Hazinu overlap. So they're also similar. And I was thinking, we learned Vayetze, we learned Malachi, Shabbos Shuva is a piece of Parshas Vayetze. So that's what I came up with. It's five. The two Chanukahs, Noyach, Hazinu, and Shabbos Shuva, and Vayetze. Rosh Chodesh we learned a few times, that's true. It's on the same Amacha Chodesh. The same as... What's it? Truma Tetzaveh.
What?
Is it Truma Tetzaveh?
No, it's it starts from something earlier.
So I missed one. The death, that would be then something you do every year.
It's
Kudei.
Yeah. And Kudei starts to do something earlier, but the Masik Bey is Kudei is a part
of the Kudei. Okay. So we have one more. The Kudei. Okay. The second day Sukkot and Pekudei. Okay. So I gotta add one to the list. So we have the two Chanukahs, then we have two Pesach, Shvi'i Shel Pesach, Sheni Shel Pesach, Noyach and Shabbos Shuvah. Okay. Okay, at any rate, this is part of Zacharias. I tell you, one of the things I wanted to do was to introduce you to the Svarim in general. What I'd like to do is learn the first four Pesukim and then explain, I guess, an insight into what Zacharias, what makes the book of Zechariah unique. Let's learn the first few four psukim, which according to many of the Mefarshim refer to Yemais HaMashiach. Rani v'simchi basiyain. It's a pasuk of singing and rejoicing. The Navi says, sing and rejoice basiyain, ki hin niba v'shechanti v'sechech no Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I will dwell among you, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol always dwells among us. But v'shechanti v'sechech is a lashon we find by the Mishkan. And it's Hashem by the Bayish Lishi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell among us. V'nilvu goyim rabim al Hashem, many nations will attach themselves to Klal Yisrael, to God. Payayim ahu v'hayu li la'am. Now Klal Yisrael will be a nation, v'shachanti b'seichech, I will dwell among you, v'yodat ki Hashem tzivok ishchani eloyich. I will dwell among you, again the same lesson as before, and you will know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to you. V'nachal Hashem is Yehuda Chelkai al Admas HaKadosh. Now v'nachal literally means to inherit. God will inherit to Yehuda his chelik al Admas HaKadosh on the Holy Land. U'bachar oy v'Yerushalayim. Once again, choose Yerushalayim. You should know the word nachal, inherit, is one of those few words in Hebrew that has opposite meanings. To inherit usually means to get from your parents. And yet, when Klal Yisrael conquers Eretz Yisrael, it's the Hanchel HaSa'aretz. It's the opposite of inheriting. You don't inherit when you conquer a land. It sort of becomes the inheritance for the generations to come. The Balei Digduk say, Lahanchil can mean to inherit or can mean to interfere with an inheritance. There are a few words like that that are what we call contronyms, like L'sakel HaSa'aretz. L'sakel is to throw stones. And to clean out the stones, the opposite meanings. The same thing with the Lashon of Nachal. So, at any rate, Nachal Hashem is Yehuda Chelkai, Alad Mas HaKadosh. Hashem will once again give Eretz Yisrael as a Chelek, U'bachar Oy B'Yerushalayim, Has Kol Basam Epnei Hashem. The whole Has is a Lashon of silence, which is funny that there are families with such a name. Has. Has Kol Basam. What?
I think it's related
from
the Hebrew.
Okay. What it means is the objections or the interference with Klal Yisrael will end. Ki nei ar mimakayim kachay, Kadosh Baruch Hu has been awakened, kaviyachol from his holy dwelling. Now these four psukim are a little confusing. They appear to refer to the time of the Beis Hamikdash, of the time of Mashiach, and yet they don't follow, nor do they precede psukim that have to do with Mashiach. It could be it's just a chelik that has to do with Mashiach. However, the Malbim has a very important introduction to Chag Yischariah Malachi, which would make these psukim more understandable. The Malbim has an important introduction to Chag Yischariah Malachi, based on the fact that the timeline of Chag Yischariah Malachi, these last three, they're known as the last three Nevi'im, is inconsistent with their general rules. The general rules of prophecy is that Nevuah ended by the Bayis Rishon, and those that were Nevi'im during the Churban, during the 7 years of the Galus, were generally those who started earlier, as it says about Yecheskel, that he started earlier and he was able to continue his Nevuah. But generally speaking, there were no new Nevi'im during the time of the Churban. The Gemara says that Baruch ben Neriah was very upset. The Talmud of Yirmiyah was that he didn't have Nevuah. The Pasuk in Yirmiyah describes Baruch ben Neriah was upset that he wasn't zeichet to Nevuah. I'm not zeichet to Nevuah, I'm not upset. But Baruch apparently deserved it. He was very upset. And it's very interesting that Rashi and Megillah, when he counts the 48 Nevi'im, counts Baruch ben Neriah, as if he ultimately got Nevuah. But anyway, as far as we're concerned, there was an interruption to Nevuah. At the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was no new Nevi'im. And then, when they get ready to build the Bayis Sheni, suddenly three Nevi'im appear. Chag Yischariah Malachi, three major Nevi'im, in that they have books in Tanakh, only a handful of Nevi'im that have. So the Malbim in his introduction to Chagi, it's the introduction of Chag Yischariah Malachi, explains that when Klal Yisrael came back for the Bayis Sheni, there was potential for it to be Yemais HaMashiach. The Gemara says, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Am Zukonisa, Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem is coming out of Mitzrayim, coming to Eretz Yisrael, and the second Ad Yavor is Yemais Ezra. And the Gemara says, Alashin, Ruyim Hayu, it would have been appropriate for the miracles of the time of Ezra to be the same as the miracles of Moshe Rabbeinu coming out of Mitzrayim, except that Klal Yisrael was not Zaycha, which interestingly enough, the Marsha interprets to mean that they just didn't come. Like it could have happened, but they just didn't arrive. And, very few came. What? Rashi says, Shigar Machet. The Marsha, I think in Yuma, says that, cause they didn't arrive. They didn't show up. The Kuzari says the same thing. There are certain parts of the return of the times of Ezra which have certain similarities to Moshe. The Gemara says that Ezra was similar to Moshe Rabbeinu. It says had Moshe Rabbeinu not given the Torah, it would have been given through Ezra. Ezra was worthy. And Ezra did introduce the new Ksav, the Ksav that we have, like we call Ksav Ashuris, the Ksav that we use for Aleph Beis, is surprisingly enough to most people, not the Ksav that Jews used until Ezra. They used Ksav Ivris. They're totally different Aleph Beis. And therefore there were some similarities between the two periods. So that, the Malbim makes the point that Chag Yischariah Malachi were going to be the Nevi'im, had Klal Yisrael been Zaycha, they would have been the Nevi'im of the Gula of the time that Klal Yisrael comes back. Given that introduction and that background, so it's not surprising that we find mixed into the Nevuah of Zechariah and Malachi, we find mixed in Nevuahs that have to do with Yemais HaMashiach. Because the Nevuahs that have to do with the potential for that to have been Yemais HaMashiach, the Mefarshim already asked that we have a Nevuah L'Toiv Eine Chayzer, but for good is not Chayzer, whatever happened to the Nevuah, Ad Yavaram Chashem, Ad Yavaram Zukanisa, if it's a Nevuah L'Toiv, that miracles would happen when Ezra came up, why could it be Chayzer? Our rule is that a Nevuah L'Ra could be Chayzer, not a Nevuah L'Toiv. And what's usually answered is that the Beferish words of the Nevuah were not Chayzer. It doesn't say in the Nevuah, Yemais Ezra. It says that Yavram Zukhanisa, which will still happen in the time of Mashiach. But the words of the Nevuah were not changed. At any rate, this is the oimik of Rani V'Simchi, is that it's a Nevuah regarding the times of Mashiach, which could have happened at that time. There are some Mefarshim who see in the Kiyum of Rani V'Simchi and the what follows at the time of the Chashmonaim, which would make it appropriate for Pesach, besides the fact that the Menorah is mentioned later, for Chanukah rather, besides the fact that the Menorah is mentioned later in the Haftarah. But they see in this the Kiyum, the Rani V'Simchi, and the Veshchanti B'Sechech as having to do with the Chanukah Sabayas of the Chashmonaim. As a matter of fact, the Pesukim we're going to learn now, which talk about the lineage of the Kuna Gedaila, they see in that the Chashmonaim themselves. So that's a sort of a possible connection to this idea. There is a little bit of a problem of Nilvu Goyim Rabim El Hashem. If we understand it to mean Gerim, we don't accept Gerim in Yemaisa Mashiach. So the Vinilvu Goyim Rabim El Hashem presents something of a difficulty. Could be that they'll come still during the time of the Tsaris of Gog Magog, perhaps. We're not sure. Okay, so at any rate, this is the introduction, the first four psukim. Vayareinias Yeshua HaKayin HaGadol. Okay, yeah, it's funny that a lot of people don't know who Yeshua HaKayin HaGadol was. Obviously, it was a Kayin HaGadol, but there were three great figures that came up to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. They were the three leaders of Klal Yisrael, and everyone heard of Ezra and Nehemiah. Nehemiah didn't come till decades later. It's not even appropriate to consider Nehemiah one of those who came to build the Bayis Sheni. Nehemiah came much later, when the Bayis had already been built, but the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael was falling apart. So he came and sort of rescued them. He did not come initially. Even Ezra did not come initially. I mentioned to you that Yirmiah had a Talmud Baruch Ben-Uriya, and Baruch Ben-Uriya in turn had a Talmud Ezra. Ezra, that's the chain from Churban Bayis Rishon to Ezra, to his Talmud Baruch Ben-Uriya, who physically wrote Eicha, and his Talmud Ezra. It says, Allah Ezra, until his Rebbe passed away. As long as his Rebbe was alive, he didn't leave Bavel. Baruch Ben-Uriya himself lived into his 90s. He was apparently not physically able to make the trip. And Ezra didn't come. So the three leaders of Klal Yisrael at the time of the Bayis Sheni were Ezra, who came late, and Yeshua Kohen Gadol, and a man named Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel, despite it being not a very Jewish sounding name, was actually the oldest living descendant of David HaMelech. Was the oldest living descendant of Malchus Beis David, and the most disappointed man during the Bayis Sheni, because he was sure he would be Melech, that Malchus Beis David would return. And he really came back to be king. And he sort of waited in the morning for people to knock on the door and make him king, and it just never happened. For whatever reason. Zerubbabel, despite being respected, never quite made it. There was never Malchus Beis David reinstituted. And that's what the Bayis Sheni was. The beginning of Bayis Sheni was a period of disappointment. Now Yeshua Kohen Gadol had children that we would say were off the derech. He had children that were off the derech, and he felt not worthy. Zerubbabel felt he could be king, and he wasn't. Yeshua felt he was not worthy to be Kohen Gadol, and he was. So Yeshua Kohen Gadol, I always tell people when you have trouble remembering, Yeshua, everyone knows, is the first book of Nevi'im. So Yeshua Kohen Gadol was the first. He was the first Kohen Gadol. And Hosea was the first book of Treyasar. Sort of a way to remember. But anyway, Paragimel begins, which is the next pasuk of the Haftarah, Ve'yareinias Yeshua HaKohen Gadol, Oymed lefnei Malach Hashem. In his vision, the Navi sees Yeshua HaKohen Gadol standing in front of a Malach. Vasatan Oymed al Yamina lesitnai. And the Satan is standing near him lesitnai. Now, we don't know exactly the translation of lesitnai, but it's what the Satan does, and it means to cause some type of damage to him. To make him sin. I think it was more, yeah, lekatrigalo. Ve'yomer Hashem al Satan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped him. He said, Yigar Hashem b'cha HaSatan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is talking here about himself, Kaviyachal, third person. Well, Vayemer Hashem refers to a Malach, some Rishayim say, Vayemer Hashem al-Satan, Yigar Hashem b'cha HaSatan. V'yigar Hashem v'cha habayich b'Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is goyer, is stopped the Satan. V'yigar Hashem v'cha, and Hashem stopped you, habayich b'Yerushalayim. God is the bayich b'Yerushalayim. Haloi zeh ud mutzal me'yesh. Ud is a poker. It's a stick that you stick into the fire. It gets burnt a little itself also. But he says, Yeshua is the ud mutzal me'yesh. A time of terrible Yerida, he is the holy man that remained. And then a symbolic thing takes place. Yeshua ha'yalavush begadim tzayim. Yeshua is dressed in dirty clothing. Va'im lefnei ha'malach. In the vision, he's wearing dirty clothing. The dirty clothing are the sins of his sons. And vayan vayomer Elohim dim lefan of leimar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to those standing there saying, Hasiru ha'begadim ha'tzayim e'alav. Remove his dirty begadim. Vayomer e'alav. I have removed from you your sins, and I have dressed you in proper clothing. This means one of two things. Either that the sins of his children did not stick to him, but was sort of not blamed on him. Whereas other Mepharshim say, this refers to Ezra. Ezra came up to Eretz Yisrael, also many years after, not as late as Nehemiah, but a number of years later, after the Bayis Sheni was built, Ezra and Nehemiah were partners. Ezra was Chayzak L'Yisrael B'Tshuva, and Nehemiah was rebuilt. He was an architect of Yerushalayim. When Ezra comes up, he gets L'Yisrael to do Tshuva, and to divorce the improper wives they had taken, including Yeshua Kain Gadol's children who had married women that were not appropriate for Kuna, and that's a serious avinech, their sin was removed, that they did Shuva. Alright, so this is the vision of Yeshua, and again, the Amafarshim will see in it the descendants of the Chashmonaim as being the vision or the sight of Yeshua Kain Gadol's descendants, that are referred to here, even though they were 214 years later. The Chashmonaim took over 206 years before the Churban. Bayis Sheni was 420 years, so it was 214 years later.